Did your employer give you paid time off to go vote today? If not, they might be missing out on a growing trend. A record 44% of U.S. firms are paying for their employees to go vote in the midterm elections today, up from 37% in 2016. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
And I voted. Hi, Jeremy.
I voted, too. So nearly half of employers are offering paid time off to go vote, according to a Bloomberg report citing data from the Society for Human Resource Management. What's behind that trend?
Well, so a few things. I think it's good to do. I think we've realized that, you know, after the 2014 midterms, there was a 72-year low in voter turnout. And a lot of people who don't vote, 35% of respondents in a Pew survey said they don't vote because of work or school conflict. So I think of the things that employers can do, and remember, employers are really battling to get millennial workers, who are about a quarter of the workforce now, who are interested in social issues. I think it's a good thing to do.
You know, a lot of people might be listening to you saying that and thinking, well, why don't they just have the election day on a weekend?
That'd be a really good idea, actually. America is one of the few countries that does election day on a weekday. It comes from our farming days. Most eligible voters were farmers and Christians. And so Sunday was out. Uh-huh. So you needed to travel a long time to get to the polls. So that's why Tuesday worked, because Wednesday was market day. But around the world, Sunday is actually the most common working day. A lot of people say that won't work in America for religious reasons and for practicality, but might not be a bad idea.
So some companies like Patagonia are taking it a step further and actually closing down on election day. What are other businesses doing to increase voter turnout?
Well, there are a lot of people who are offering things, incentives to people as a result of voting. Now, there's a federal law against giving people things of value for a particular vote, but you see a lot of companies, Uber, Lyft, a lot of these bike share companies are offering rides, discounts on rides to polling places. Mm-hmm. A number of companies are encouraging people to do things. You know, there's freebies all around at different companies. There's a sense of, if you wear the I voted sticker, you should be rewarded for the idea that you voted. But again, it's not, the laws are different all around the country. Some states allow you paid time off. Some states don't. Some places mean that you allow that you have to have a certain amount of consecutive time off to work. So I think the answer is, if a lot of companies just do a better job of saying, hey, go out and vote, and this is how you can do it, it would be better. Patagonia is a smart company on a lot of levels, so it's in their DNA.
I was wearing the I voted sticker and walked around, and somebody waved at me, and I thought it must not just be because of my smiling face, Ali. But let me ask you this. On the flip side, are there companies that punish people for taking time off to go and vote?
Nobody's advertising that they do. A lot of states actually have laws that allow people time off, but I don't think a lot of people know that. For instance, in New York and Colorado, you can actually lose your corporate charter if you stop somebody from voting. In Arizona, Missouri, and Kansas, you can face fines if you block someone, an employee, from working. I think it'd be a big PR problem if people said so. We've seen companies where the CEO has sent letters to people about who they're supporting in an election, which is also illegal. We don't know a lot of examples of companies that have barred people from voting. The issue is, a lot of Americans are employed by small businesses where they might be the only person in the shop or one of a few people. So it tends to be discouraged more than it's barred.
Mm-hmm. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thanks. Happy Election Day.
Thanks, Jeremy. You too.